You're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I'm looking for shelter, any port in the storm. Looking for a safe haven, sails are battered and torn, and it's all.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Boston. This is Elena.
This is Nina, and this is...
I'm DJ Sosa, also known as DJ Skip Intro. I change it up every year, kind of to like tease the fans, you know?
Nice. This is our guest today.
This is All Bristle, No Bite.
What's the name of your show?
All Bristle, No Bite.
All Bristle, No Bite. Ow!
You
want to
hear the backstory?
Yeah, please.
So, Elena was doing a lot with her hair.
Classic.
It's pretty much
she's doing it right now.
Yeah, you're right. And she brought this hairbrush. You could take off the bristles.
I peeled, it's like a two-part, I peeled the back off of the hairbrush and I removed like half of the bristles and everybody thought, I did it in front of people and they just thought it was really stupid.
Well, so you're making the hairbrush less effective?
In a way, yeah. You could say that. In some ways more, I would say.
It looks like more.
Arguably, okay.
Okay, this is Cannibal by Kesha.
Song is feisty, all right? So just be prepared.
I have a heart, I swear I do, but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school, but now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run. That's when the hunger really hits me. Your little heart goes pitter patter. I want your liver on a platter. Use your finger to stir my tea. And for dessert, I'll suck your teeth. Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep. I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up.
you. I warned you.
This is WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, it is.
Rock Tommy Hill shirts, ones with the boat. Rock poor kicks way before we even smoke. Used to have baby lungs choking when I hit it. Nowadays face a whole seven and a sitting. Remember back then, man, we thought we grown up. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up.
Yeah.
Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. I can eat a pound and 664 quotas. Burn up fire and drown drops of water. Son, I told ya, got them bangs like Goya. Gone up them pills, got me jumping off the sofa. Hotter than a hot pocket out the devil microwave. Model bitches begging just to be a nigga sex slave. Excited for in garments like a tailor-made. And when these bitches see me, man, they wetter than a Everglades. Every day, same shit, me getting paid. Waking up, new bitch, me getting laid. Used to take bottle back, waitress bring the bottle back. Now they see me shining and they looking like a Sour Patch. Niggas catch a heart attack. Newport South Pack never blow blunt raps. But these blunt raps sewn up. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. Yeah. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up.
Come
back up right now.
Okay, everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the
Hey, Medford.
Wait, you introduced.
Yeah, okay. So, welcome to the show. Our theme is, can I get a drum roll? Ready? Songs that we listened to incessantly when we were younger. Elena's was Pond to Replay.
Yeah.
Didn't everyone have to listen to that at least 10 times to really get the feel for it? That was Rihanna's breakout, too. That was like
it was a big first song. For her. It was a big one for her.
Really shot her into the scene.
Am I on? No, I'm not on.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I am. Oh, okay. We're both from Barbados. I'm not from Barbados. We share a lot of the same blood, Rihanna and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
That's so cute.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Dude, miss.
It's a really small island. So.
True. So I'm so happy for her, you know, that she made it. Out of the island, good for. A song that I used to listen to a lot was "American Boy" by Kanye West and Estelle. Estelle is also not from America. Good for her.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath him. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death, I'm loving those show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk, I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. Tell him walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Yeah. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it, so the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Hey, Medford. Yeah. So during the break, Elena was telling me about her someone she knows who has a brain tumor and who moved to North Korea because he thought the government was after him.
I don't think you can move to North Korea.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely can't. Especially if you have a brain tumor. Not relevant, but but I know someone who Elena and I went to lower school, like part of high school with.
Yeah.
Elementary school. And she left in the middle of high school and left, moved to a different school, and she was like having a really hard time. She goes to college and has like an even harder time, and comes back and learns that she has a brain tumor. But it was kaput. You know, it wasn't gonna, it's not gonna kill her.
But it's just there.
But it's there. It's like pressing on her brain.
Wow.
And she has to stay at home and like get it out somehow, but they're not sure, something like that.
Pretty upsetting.
Yeah, doesn't that kind of suck? And it says it's like it's been messing with her, like her cerebral cortex thing. That I know what I'm talking about. Okay, and so it affects her emotions and like the way she's interact with people for the last like 10 years or something like that.
Wow.
What was that?
I said come through with the psych
analysis. Oh, I thought you said you are coming through with the psych analysis.
That's also true.
No, lay it on me. But, yeah, that was, imagine, like, in the middle, you're, like, 20, and you just realize that the last 10 years have been, you've been acting a different way than you're supposed to because you have, like, a tumor in your head.
That's
life altering, like, mm-hmm. Oh god.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Our next song is,
what is
we got for Medford? What we got for the people?
What's an artist we
have? Medford, what do you want?
Yeah, Colin, please.
What's the number, guys?
855-915 WMFO.
I'm ready
or
to get some bomb.
9636.
Well, it ain't me, babe.
Yeah.
All right, It Ain't Me, Babe by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Thank you.
melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Flooded in light, in the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected, and your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in. Somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, or the last of those bad thoughts will finally be out. On you that's flooded in light, in the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. Thank you. glass upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
Hello? Okay. Wait.
Today,
yeah.
You brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work. You did all of the things that one normally does before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
No snaps to that. Thank you, Elena. So up next, before we do our segment, we're going to play Cap in the Clouds by Yellow Days, who were, this band was in Medford yesterday.
Beautiful mind between those
Coffee. Oh, we're on.
Hey, what up, Medford? We're gonna talk. We're gonna fall in love. We're gonna try and fall in love all together. Our listener, the three of us in here. And the starting question to fall in love is, would you want to be famous, and why would you be famous?
Answers? I would not want to be famous.
Why would you not want to be famous? Explain.
I feel like it just would add too much drama. I just don't.
Already enough drama in your life.
If I was famous, I'd want to be like famous in a very niche way. Like I'd want to be famous for like something
very specific.
Very specific to like a very small group of people. But I don't want to be super famous.
You kind of are, Elena. You know, for your hairbrush, the bristles in your hairbrush.
Oh,
Nina?
I think also, I can't deal with being in the wrong, people passing judgment, criticisms of any sort. If I was to actually be famous, and people
part of the human existence.
You know, I'm having a hard time. So for those reasons, you guys are definitely. What's that?
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to answer that question again.
Elena doesn't want to be famous.
I don't want to be famous. But I want to be niche famous, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So same. I'd love to be famous for being like a crazy academic or something, like the best doctor in America, whatever.
I would love to be famous. Oh my gosh. I want to be Instagram famous. I want to be like porn star famous. I'll be famous for whatever. I want to be famous for starting the California wildfires. Like, that was me. I'll be famous. Name it. I don't even mind. I think that'd be awesome. Like, you go down the street and everyone wants to take a picture with you. I mean, famous people live in this whole other universe that, like, probably sucks. Definitely sucks. But, you know, I've never experienced. I have no idea.
The thing is, you really can't go back from it. Like,
yeah, you can't. Yeah. Like, even, like, child stars.
Yeah. You know,
like the guy, the kid who his one role was in The Sixth Sense. You know what movie I'm talking about with Bruce Willis?
It's a horror movie. So
yeah,
I've never
it's
watched
like
it.
Pretty scary. And that was like his only role. And he was six in it, and he still looks like that kid. Like he's like 40 now, and he still gets stopped all the time. He's like, "Oh my god, you're in The Sixth Sense." It's like, leave him alone. But you know, I feel like I would thrive as a child star too. I should still be. I auditioned to be at Disney Channel, and my mom said I couldn't. I got called back, and my mom said I couldn't go back.
You should push your kids into that pathway.
Yeah, it's a really healthy path, right? Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, actually, it was such a huge thing. Wait, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can.
Okay.
You can. Okay.
Like, did you ever call into those ads online that were like, if you call, you just like. There's a chance you'll get an audition with Disney Channel.
And yeah.
Like a pretty, I know people that got, that like, if you just pick up the phone at the right time, you get to go get an audition for Disney
Channel. And then you're like on a Disney Channel movie.
That's kind of
like
dope.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
Whatever.
You guys love us yet? New York Times says that you should love us after answering that question. Next question is.
I don't know if you want to scroll.
Let's think. Before making a telephone call, do you rehearse what you're gonna say?
No.
Also me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, vaguely, but I wouldn't be like, I'm going to, like, no, I guess not really.
Yeah.
Like, it depends for who I'm calling.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, if I'm gonna call Elena, I probably won't rehearse what I'm gonna say.
The entire conversation.
But, like, if I'm calling Papa John's, usually I, like, think about what pizza I'm gonna order, I guess.
Yeah. Plan ahead, but I don't know if I rehearse it. I get flustered though, so sometimes it's better too.
Yeah, maybe you should plan your calls.
Maybe I should.
When did you last sing to yourself? When did you last sing to someone else?
I was singing yesterday to Yasmin, and she said I sounded great, so I know she's being dishonest, but. She said I had really good vocals, and I was like, crazy untrue thing to say, but yeah.
I last sang this last song You thought it was by Yellow Days. It was actually me. It was a live performance on air, so you're welcome.
I don't know. I think I sang last night, probably.
Did you? Oh, God, when?
I don't know. When were you I was just so sure that I did at some point. I feel confident about that. Yeah.
Let's see. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? To retain the mind or to retain the body?
It's so hard, I think.
I know. I feel like it just depends how you interpret, like, either one of them. Like,
weird, Elena. Yeah.
I guess I said mind before last time we did this, but I feel like body, maybe, like, just, like, not having to worry about, like, getting around.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what I thought of. Like, I would hate the idea of, like, having to be reliant on other people or not being able to do what I want to do because I'm older.
I feel like that'd be really tormenting to have the mind, like, the really able mind of a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, you're stuck in this decrepit body that doesn't match.
Yeah.
Like, that, I would feel so trapped.
Yeah.
Glad we came to consensus on that.
Yes. Yeah. Body. 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 Body.
Vain group. It's the looks.
If you had to lose one of your body parts, like, someone's going to come chop it off right now, which one are you offering?
Like a toe. Like
straight up, yeah.
It has to be a full foot. You can't just do one toe.
But also, you lose your balance. If you lose a toe, you cannot walk.
What about, like, your middle toe? Could you lose your middle toe?
No, it's over for you. You can't.
It's over?
No, it cannot be over for you. You lose your middle toe.
That's what I heard,
guys. I think a toe is a full body part.
No, that's lame. That's lame.
Yeah, it is lame. It's avoiding the question. What?
I would offer my nose.
Really, that's a wild one to offer.
Yeah,
definitely.
It could look cool, you know.
The look. Make it work.
Yeah, us to your face could carry you. The eyes and
thank you.
Can I say?
I get that a lot.
Hmm?
What'd you say?
An ear.
Yeah, you could easily live without one ear. People do it all the time.
You don't like your ears?
It just if I have to give.
What's wrong with them, Elena?
I think they're pretty.
Thank you. I would do
for those at home who can't see right now, Elena has really pretty ears.
Best ears on campus.
Woo, vote for her.
What would you give up?
That's a really stressful question.
I know, it really is a very stressful
question.
Definitely
ear is the best choice when I'm thinking about it, because it wouldn't be foot, leg, arm. I have great limbs, long limbs, so it would be too much to give up. I mean, not my nose. Not even that I'm a huge fan of my nose. It's just more like, it's just on your face like that. Ears. But I love my ears. I do. I just love myself. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Self-love. Beautiful. Oh, my God. I'm in love. Another question? Oh, my God. Should we
I'm in a song.
A song? That. Yeah. I think we're too deep in the romance right now. We need to knock out of it. Let's play. We were playing Santana earlier. Oh my gosh, this is a crazy show. Gosh, we're just all over the place. I want to play.
Wait, not Santana?
No, I'm not really a Santana fan right now.
I only know Smooth by him.
Oh, yeah. I know Smooth.
Yeah.
Really puts me in a mood. But I want to play. Oh, I want to kind of change it up. I want to play a song called Candy Mountain by Dilly Dally.
Oh, okay.
Fun.
I'm getting literal indigestion right now.
No, tell us more. It's you'll hear it and know what it's like once it plays. So I feel like it's an undescribable song. No, it's not even that crazy a song, but okay, you'll love it, Medford.
Candy
Mountain.
Mountain right now.
By Dilly Dally. Not the song.
Oh. Santana.
Forget about people and you. I'm not afraid to die. stormy waters. I'm gonna buy a house and fill it.
Too many missed calls, too many texts. Damn, I wish I missed my ex. been waiting for this call. Baby, I don't wanna do this all today. Don't you know you're so predictable? I can tell you everything you're gonna say. Like, hey or
hi,
how you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Sorry.
I don't know if I can take this again.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah.
So why you tryna test me on my holiday? Boy, you must be living in a bubble. Oh, go with the wind, fly, fly away. No, hey, oh,
hi,
how you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Sorry.
I don't know if I can take this again, no.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah. You be like, babe, come on. Long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah. You'll be like, babe, come on.